On the show today, we have Arizona Federal Credit Union's very own Jason Paprocki talking about how the credit union surpassed 450 processed Paycheck Protection Program loans with a cumulative payout of more than $45 million. Pretty impressive. So we talked to Jason about how they were successful while others weren't so successful. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Arizona Federal Credit Union's very own Jason Paprocki. Jason, how are you doing, sir?
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. And how are things in Arizona these days with the current situation that we're all in?
Well, they're strange as they are everywhere. They're strange and now they're warm too. So now we get the stay at home, but at least those of us that are fortunate enough to stay at home and have a pool in our backyard can at least jump in while it's been as high as about 107 here as of late.
Oh my gosh, already? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Yikes. And time to fire up that AC as well. My gosh.
Oh, absolutely. Yikes. Nonstop.
Well, hang in there. So, but hey, we're talking about some really good news here that you guys have to report. You guys surpassed 450 processed Paycheck Protection Program loans with a cumulative payout of more than $45 million. Congrats on that, by the way.
Thank you very much.
That's really good
news. It was not easy.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Well, we're going to get into that because my first question, I'm cutting right to it. It's like, how did you guys do this, especially when so many other financial institutions out there, credit unions included, experienced challenges with the PPP program, as they say?
Well, I would say there are a couple of things that we did. We started fast. So as soon as the CARES Act was passed, we have, as it so happens, we had acquired Pinnacle Bank, local community bank, in December, and really added to the Arizona Federal team. When we acquired Pinnacle Bank, we kept all of the employees. So we had a lot of commercial, a lot of SBA expertise on board. So right away, I think that helped because we had a lot of in-house expertise saying, okay, here's what the CARES Act means. We're an SBA lender. Let's get up to speed. We're going to have a demand for this. I think that really helped us be prepared. And then we were pretty quick. I think we were quick before most other credit unions came on board, most other financial institutions. We started that Sunday. I think the program guidelines technically started the Friday before. But we had done a lot of work up until that point to build it out. But the other thing I think that was important that we did is we decided early on, you know what, we're going to build one channel to take these applications. We're going to send everybody to the website, despite the fact that we were getting calls and emails from people saying, hey, I downloaded the Treasury app on my own. I want to bring it in. I want to send it in. Yeah. But we were sticklers for go to our website. We need one place with one process where we know it's the right app. Because for those who were involved, know there was four or five different versions of the first app. We needed to make sure we had the right one. So we were a little bit stubborn about it, but it paid off in the long run.
Yeah, it sounds like it for sure. So what were your experiences with the first round and the second round? Because for a lot of folks out there, it was night and day. So what were your experiences with the first round of the funding and then going into the second round?
First round, in hindsight, went pretty fast. So we got as many applications as we could through. We got about 168 loans through in that first round. But we were left, when the funding exhausted, we were left with over 300 applications still in our queue.
Wow.
So we knew there was a bunch of business owners out there that certainly needed those funds and were chomping at the bit. And we did everything we could do, send them multiple communications, let them know here's how the program works. It's out of funds, but we've got your app. We've got your place in line. We expect more funding. And as soon as it opens up, we'll go. And that's really what we did for round two. We were able to start with a queue all lined up. And from the moment that the second round started, we worked fast. And we got through another, 300 loans or so so far in the second round.
That's amazing. And I was looking at the numbers because the first round of loan, you said 168, those were at around $27 million or so. And then the second round was 284 loans for $17 million. So what do those numbers tell you? Because it sounds like the bulk of it was in the first round, and then I guess maybe smaller businesses were coming in or just getting smaller loans,
Yeah, I think from what I can tell, and this is obviously certainly there's a lot of opinion just mixed in here, but I think what we experienced is people who had a professional business where they used professional accountants, they had a lot more professional people on staff, were ready to go, ready to submit their app. Those tended to be bigger businesses needing more money, bigger loan amounts. And so they jumped in the queue first, and because we were really true to sticking in with, if you got in our queue, first come, first serve, we're going to process that way. So a lot of the bigger companies with bigger loan requests just got their first place in line.
Gotcha.
But then as we've gone on, we've seen What's actually, I think, while certainly less efficient, if I'm going to sit here and look at numbers, but the stories behind the smaller loans, we just had one fund yesterday for $367. Which, you know, if you were to step back and you wear your operational efficiency hat, you say that loan makes no sense.
Yeah.
But that's somebody's pay. And so I think that's just really cool that's you know, they went through the process. That's how it related to them. And they got their money. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And that kind of leads me. My next question is like member feedback or examples of, you know, how you guys helped out some members. Do you have any other examples of
yeah, we've got a lot of them.
I can imagine.
I think one of my favorites was a construction company that we were in contact with, got their apps in, you know, it was getting their documentation together. We were trying to fund them as quickly as we could. And they were letting us know all along the way, okay, we're dwindling down. The funds are just about, they're just about out. We've got, I think at the end, they had about $3,500 left in their account the day the loan funded. And because it funded that day, they made payroll and kept 60 people employed.
So that's awesome.
I think that's my favorite one. That was the one we were kind of tracking internally. A lot of people were keeping up with that one.
Like chomping at the bit at the very last minute.
Yeah. And then they were so happy.
I bet.
And the thing is, this process has not been easy for us, has not been easy for members. There's a lot of information that's still unknown from the SBA. So it's definitely going into this, we quickly realized this is not our typical member experience where we can build out, you know, kind of journey map and say, okay, the first thing we want is a member to experience this step, and then we're going to communicate this and they'll experience this. It's going to be wonderful. This is really that typical, you know, building the plane as you fly it. So
no doubt to
know that members have gone through it and are still, you know, successful and really happy at the end is twice as rewarding.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a really good story for sure. Definitely a silver lining to all of this. I just love hearing stories like this of how credit unions are really coming through for their members. It's really amazing to see just all across the nation. It's just really cool stuff. There was one line in the press release that I got on this topic is it was like your credit union began processing requests for its member owners first to determine if they might be able to take additional non-members on. Can you expand on this? Did you guys get new members out of this as well? Or what was that? What's that statement all about?
There's a couple things behind that. One, when we started, we didn't know what the demand was going to be. And so I think as we came together and we started talking about this program, we thought, okay, well, one, we certainly want to serve all of our members, but whoa, if we can do this well, this could be a, you know, membership growth in the market type of an opportunity. As soon as we turned on the dial and were flooded in that first 72 hours or so with about 500 loan apps, we quickly realized, oh my goodness, this is nuts. We're going to have to come up with clean ways to say, okay, who's, in addition to first come, first serve, it's got to be an existing member just to be able to manage the capacity. So we did that. But what's been interesting and a really kind of a cool, another silver lining finding in our membership is on the Arizona Federal side, our history has always been about, you know, consumer financial services. We acquired Pinnacle Bank to get commercial expertise, small business, banking services, that sort of stuff. So over the last few months, that's, you know, internally, we kind of thought of ourselves as we've got a business side and we've got a personal side. This PPP program really revealed for us that there was a lot of small business owners within our consumer membership. They hadn't yet had a small business relationship with us, but they were consumers who loved Arizona Federal and, oh, by the way, had a business that just had never brought it to us. I think we have about 170 or so new accounts that we've opened of existing members who are now a small business member in addition to being a consumer member. Yeah. So that's where our growth actually came from, even just within our own membership, which is really great. We've got a deeper relationship with these folks. We were able to help them in a way that we've never been able to help them before. That's been a really good positive.
Yeah, no doubt. And the timing of acquiring that bank with all that SBA experience and stuff too, my gosh, who would have saw that coming? You know, so that was really
better,
good.
Better lucky than good, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Precisely. Well, even as the CARES Act was coming out, there's a few of us that just suddenly looked at each other because I think when we first saw it, we were reading it like, oh, wait a minute, that's right. We're SBA lenders now.
We got that.
It's just a whole different thing to think of. And thank goodness then we had people right there going, hello, you know, we're SBA lenders and here's what that means and here's what we can do and let's get together. And we're like, yeah, this is ideal.
Indeed. Yeah. Really good timing. Have you heard, is there going to be a, I mean, I haven't seen anything out there. Will there be a round three, do you think? Or is it pretty much?
I think there's still funds left at the end of round two here.
Well, there are,
I mean, I've heard whispers of a round three, but I am curious to see how necessary that's going to be.
Yeah.
I think just based on the dollar amounts we're seeing, we're down to the smaller loans. We've got on our website, we've had our actual application turned off for a little while we just catch up and get all the funding and document processing done. Mm-hmm. But we've got a queue building of people who would still like an application in the event we take them again. And we kind of send out to that queue and invite the apps. Okay. But that the demand on that queue has dwindled a bunch. And now when we do send an outbound, we're getting a lot fewer follow-ups that actually do come through with an app. So I think most of the demand, from what we can tell, has been met.
Yeah, it sure sounds. Yeah, especially if there's still funds left over. It sounds like the demand has almost been, I'm sure there'll always be some sort of demand, but it sounds like it's generally exhausted. So good stuff. All right, Jason, this is, I love doing stories like this, because we've been doing stories about the doom and gloom and all this type of stuff for the last, I don't know how many weeks now, but it's really refreshing to do a story like this. And I mean, I know there's credit unions across the country that are echoing just what you have are talking about too, just helping out members and just seeing really happy endings or happy, I don't know, processing of what's going on right now.
Yeah. So it's a great outcome.
Yeah, indeed. Well, congrats on the success of this program, because I know there are a lot of financial institutions that are just pulling out their hair on this thing, but it sounds like you guys did it right.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys did it right. So, all righty.
Appreciate it.
Anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom, any advice or anything like that for folks out there?
I think if we were to do it all again, I know other credit unions have still kind of been asking around and saying, okay, you know, if we did this, what would we do? Is it too late? And by all means, if we were going to start it now or even start it a couple weeks ago, we would have started with a more automated technology solution. Yeah. But we just wanted to get in and help. So we've acquired some software that we're going to help use for the loan forgiveness process, because now internally we're saying, okay, we're winding down the application process, but there's a whole other project coming now in the next 6 to 8 weeks or so, and when we start to figure out the forgiveness process, mm-hmm. that's going to be a big opportunity as well, and a lot to process.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, maybe we'll check back in 6 to 8 weeks and see how you guys are doing with that.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. All righty, Jason, well, I'll let you get going. I know you got to probably have a lot on your plate, so we appreciate the time as always, and keep up the good work there, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
Right on.